All right, we're back in session, or we are ready for the broadband discussion. Albert, do you or Tom want to lead this discussion?
How about
start
we take
off.
Turns? How's that?
I don't care.
Okay. So, as you know, we've been discussing this for 9 months. The group that's mostly here, most of us are here, except for Butch, he's excited.
The exception of
well, Matt and Bob have been involved. So, anyhow, after 9 months, we've come to this conclusion that this is our proposal with Joe, which isn't here either. Joe was instrumental in helping decide all this, is to provide fiber throughout the county. And these are the segments we've chosen to break out, possibly, if we all agree, in the future to go to RFP. We met with Endow, we've met with all the energy companies, last Friday? They supported this proposal, not financially yet at this point, I don't believe. They supported it in the fact that they'd write a letter to the governor and to Endow and help us promote this. And turned out the day we met with them, the internet was down. And it meant a lot to them because their services are all, their fields are all automated, and their safety was down also because no phones. So we met with Barbara Sessions. She was going to present this to Endow, which you got that email, I believe. She thinks this is right in line with what Endow is looking for, whether or not this is the program they take. This is what they had in mind. So as you can see, the segments here from the Black Powder Shop to Daniel. You can see the price, with or without fiber.
Yeah.
We broke it down in different segments. So if this does go out in different, because we have interest from Silver Star on the north leg, Union on the south leg, and all west also on the south leg. Lincoln County, in verbal conversation, would like to meet us in LaBarge with their fiber that they did, 4 years ago? Roughly. And actually, Silver Star, if it all continues, would like to meet us at the Black Powder Shop from the Jackson, which would create a lot of redundancy throughout our county, which we have none right now, as of made very visible Friday. So, what am I missing, Albert? A ton, I know.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, so what is the goal of this? And after listening to you folks, I think what the goal is to provide gig connectivity to the business entities in Sublette County and to provide competition in Sublette County. And then to provide fiber at least to some key areas where close to some towers where hopefully we would be able to
provide the last,
you know, help those providers that are microwaving have some more connection to provide the last mile. And I think whether this is a feasible project will depend upon whether we find private entities that feel that this is worth investing in and participating in, either through in-kind and in-kind and money. Ultimately, this costs a lot of money. It's going to cost the county money. It costs towns money. We hopefully, you know, you can apply for a business council grant. There's, you can apply to up to $3 million. Endow is looking, you know, this session, it looks like, maybe to try to create some broadband grant programs, so that's why Endow's kind of been involved and why Bob said that this is in line with what they're looking at as far as grant programs.
Just grants, those, we're going to do the underserved and the partially served, the hopefully.
Grant, yeah, they were looking at two grant programs. One is a underserved, and then one is like the rest of Wyoming. So depending on where you fit into that, you fit, everybody fits in somewhere in that scope. How they break out, how much money gets applied to that is up to the legislature, and how, you know, how much is asked for is the governor. And but it sounded like they were going to shoot for several million on that. So I guess the idea, you know, kind of the idea here is, what do you all want to see? Is it worth taking a shot at getting this done? And what did I think the prototype out there, though this is somewhat different, is Lincoln County. And maybe if I can put Elena on the spot for just a second, to just kind of give you, and I got it right here in case you need a primer on it, your email, is maybe she could just go quickly through and tell you kind of how Lincoln County got this done. And one thing I've never figured out is who did it. I mean, who wrote the applications? Who
RFPs.
Who did the work, you know, to get all of their stuff done? And then maybe kind of outline how they did it and what process they used.
Okay. Lincoln County was part of the Wyoming, Kemmer-Diamondville area was part of the Wyoming Education Network. That in the 90s, maybe the early 2000s, there was a fiber line extended from I-80 up to Quailey Peak, and then it was microwaved out, and that's how the school got their fiber. It was hooked in with copper from the old phone lines, and so it was if the wind blows, it turns out that microwave didn't work as well as when the wind wasn't blowing. The 2 days it wasn't blowing, and the sleet and the snow and things like that. So there were issues. We had worked, Jonathan Tykert was the planner for Lincoln County at that time, and we worked, I would say he was the most integral part of this, to get fiber into Lincoln County and into Kemmer-Diamondville that wasn't microwaved, and CenturyLink was our only provider. They told Kemmer-Diamondville that it was, they were not going to get back the money that they needed to get back to justify that kind of investment. During that, we traveled one day, and there's fiber lines and fiber coils from Woodruff, Randolph, through to that junction there, up through Utah, in backwards into Cokeville. And then they went to Sage Junction too. And fiber, and we had been working with Joe Sharkey, and so we find out that All West has already brought fiber down to Sage Junction. Well, that just, it gave an alternate path by an alternate company, and it cut in half the amount of distance it would be to service Kemmer-Diamondville. It had to go from Sage Junction to Kemmer-Diamondville, which was 22.1 miles, 0.4 miles, depends on how you went around. So that was one of those stars that aligned at that time. So the application then, All West was approached, and the town councilman, I can't think of his name right now, he worked for All West, town councilman in Cokeville worked for All West, and he was very, very helpful in setting up the meetings and so on. All West was interested and provided the engineering in kind. $220,000 worth of engineering, permitting, rights of way, and easements. And they had practice because they had been doing it. They had done this very same permitting schedule, easement schedule, right away from Sage Junction into Cokeville. They knew what they were doing, so they agreed to provide that as in kind and Lincoln County went after a community readiness grant through the Business Council, $1.4 million. So to extend that line down through there. From the time we started talking to the time we actually put something in the ground, it had changed how they do that. They used to do, for what it's worth, they used to do a PVC pipe. They did a 4-inch pipe. They could fit 3 ducts in there. And by the time we got around to putting ducts in the ground, they did a direct bury. They had developed a anti-rodent, anti-insect, water type of barrier to that, and so they could just direct bury the ducts instead of a conduit. So all our language says conduit. We didn't put conduit in barrel. We direct buried that. That saved a fair amount of money, because if you do a PVC pipe, you lay down 10-foot, 12-foot lengths. If you do a direct bury, a PVC will open a trench like that. A direct bury will open a trench like that, and not really open it. It buries it after it goes through. So the price went down. Joe Sharkey helped us. All West helped us with the estimates on how much that cost. Put in the application to the Business Council. And that was in March.
And All West has got a 20-year.
Then they, when that was awarded, then they sent out an RFP, and All West was the only one that answered that RFP. And for a line, All West had to blow a line in there, had to blow the fiber in. But if they took care of all 3 of the ducts, and they took care of all the handholds, and they took care of all the line locates, which might be kind of an issue if they redo Highway 30, like they're talking, for 20 years. See, I can't remember that. You would read those. They got that free. They got that ability to have their line. At the end of that lease term, that line goes back to Lincoln County. Recently, Lincoln County opened up a RFP for the remaining 2 ducts. They sent it to everyone. The only company, they received some interest, but the only company that ended up bidding was All West, and they sold that second one for a third of the grant, for about $400,000 and some. So about a third of that, so they'll get that back. The remaining one, nobody bid on that, but
they just closed on it. They just closed the contract on the third one last 2 weeks ago.
On the third one?
Yeah.
Two.
I just got the contracts in the car. I didn't bring it in, but they got just under $500,000 for the third contract. Is what Kent Conley told me, and he sent up the paperwork. If you'd like to see it.
Yeah, I kind of would. I didn't know they closed on the third one. That's kind of interesting. So when they did this, they chose 3 ducts to put in the ground, because that allowed for the existing company that's were in the area the opportunity to get in there, and that was Century Inc., Silver Star, and All West. Union wasn't doing that at the time. They were doing mostly towers, and then now they're doing fiber, so Union has become perhaps interested in that, although I think they're working more, All West Union are working together. So at that point, because it was that section, Lincoln County did not make an investment in that project. For those of you know who the Lincoln County Commissioners, you know that if nothing else, they're cheap, right? Maybe not. Nobody's laughing.
You have no idea how cheap we are.
Anyway.
Commissioner Nelson just got it.
Yeah.
I resemble
that remark.
Halfway through that, where we're doing the bids, The estimates kept climbing. We had estimates of $1.6 million. It went up to $2.1 million, and got a little scared. We applied for the Power 2015 grant through ADA, and Jonathan did that one. Anyway, we thought we were going to get that for another couple million, and what we're going to do is carry it down through Opal and then up. But then, almost like a week, it wasn't even a week, we had signed they had put out the RFP to put the fiber in the ground, a company actually to put that in the ground, and had signed with them less than a week. And EDA wouldn't, since we had already signed, they said they couldn't do the Power 15. When they came in, the estimates were under what we thought they would be. So it went and actually went to some of the larger customers in Kemmer-Diamondville, including the county, the hospital, a couple others, which then became of concern to CenturyLink, and because they were losing some of their base customer load. You should talk to Lincoln County about their savings on what they realized by switching a portion of their load to All West instead of CenturyLink. It was hugely significant for that county. So now, All West bought that other one. They're going down Highway 30 to I-80, and that gives them a tie-in because they have some contracts with some of the long hauls. And that strengthens their Evanston, Utah, Idaho route. Grows the company. They're out of Camas, Idaho, and that also gives them looped lines. That's why they want to play in the game.
I talked to them 2 days ago. Again, we've talked to them at least once, maybe two times.
All West,
you know, I sent them the little map, and we've set up a tentative meeting if you guys decide to go forward in some way, shape, or manner. So we're starting to go back and forth with some dates of when we could meet with them. And I think the other thing that was brought up by Barbara Sessions, who's with Endow and Silver Star, is that, and I don't understand this, but apparently all the mobile carriers, the game is kind of changing, and they're going to all have to have more fiber connections to satisfy obligations going forward with how they do business. It's some way that's their system's changing, isn't that?
They're going to Volt, which CDMA is what?
They're going to Volt, and part of the process with some of the funding they received, that by 2019, 70% of their area has to be covered by fiber. So it's both a new technology and also some of the requirements that came into the financing.
Yeah.
So GSM 700, or I forget what it is.
So there may be some partnerships that we can garner there, where these other companies, and Barbara was pretty keen on that. There was some, is it AT&T or T-Mobile? T-Mobile doesn't have anything in the county, and they need a play here. And so I guess there's some potential how this all rolls up into, you know, what Lincoln County did, and I never have really understood it until you just told me, is they basically got the application, put the application in, got the funding, and then they went out with an RFP. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Sublette County, we need, I think, to find some surety, and maybe you can apply, and then if you don't get more money out of the RFP process in the end, then you just turn your money back. I don't, you know, is that, you know, so somehow we need to create an RFP process for lines in the conduit, how many ever you, if you guys decide to go down this road, how many ever you do are in the fiber, and then to see what people are willing to pay to play that game. You know, whoever, if you put the fiber in, whoever manages that, maybe that's, and they agree to manage all the lines or for 20 years, and, you know, basically, maybe that's all they do, but For example, Union needs to get to all its cell towers. It's told us that. It plans to pull fiber in regardless eventually. And so maybe this will encourage them to be a part of this. And were you in on that conversation, Matt, with Union?
No.
And so anyway, I think there's opportunities out there. It's still a big project.
So with the grants and such like that, if we get to the point where we just can't move forward, we can give the money back. Is that what you're saying?
We've done that.
Okay, I just have a couple of questions here. I need to get in my mind the players first, okay? Wyoming Business Council.
Endow.
Endow and legislature are one and the same then. Is that right? Or is
the
there...
Governor and Endow are one and the same thing.
Okay.
The legislature just funds it.
Right, but I guess when I'm saying we get money from the legislature that goes through the Endow, is that correct? Yeah. Or is there ways to get money from both sources?
I believe
sources?
That Barbara said Endow would give the money to the business, to your group.
To the business
to administrative,
council?
Wouldn't
it's
it?
Possible that they would run a new grant program through the business council. I don't think those details have been worked.
Yeah, there's a...
So basically, business council, Endow, and the legislature are all the same funding source.
Correct.
Okay. So that's one player.
Right.
Okay. That's what I need to know here. Okay. One player. Municipalities, the county, and then the independent contractors. Do we know if the independent contractors are willing to...
So as of this time, it's drawn a lot of interest from All West, Union, Silver Star... That's the big one, the big players.
Sure.
But
well, CenturyLink's talked about it.
So the thing there is we have a hard time going and sitting down with them and having these discussions of moving forward without the commission
picking a path.
So Albert, what do you need from us?
Well, it's not me.
Well,
exactly. Ultimately you, right?
Well, yeah, ultimately. But what does the whole picture need from us?
So I actually sent Tom.
How about I just read it?
Why don't you do that?
And then we can discuss it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, go ahead. Before we get to that, I'm trying to soak in all this stuff. But does it make sense then if we go the route of putting down an RFP with the idea that that's going to tell us what this stuff on this map is going to cost. Once we have the cost, then we go to get commitment from the municipalities, from the county, from the Endow, from the business council, and the Endow, however they decide to work it, to try and get the money to pay for it. Does that make sense?
So, Joe, I am not sure what makes sense. I think in the end we have to figure that out. Do we go ahead and put an application in to the business council, maybe by spring? You know, once we kind of get this kind of a little more understood. And then we seek an RFP. I'm not sure. Or do we put out separate RFPs, like you said, looking for partners in this whole process? I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know exactly what an RFP means legally and what it does or does not bind you to. I think you write RFPs all the time that you can just say, I'm going to play the game or I'm not going to play the game after you see what your RFP comes back with.
Generally, that's the way they work for us.
Yeah, I can say, too, to Joel's comment, is in the last 9 months, this has taken on every direction possible, from funding to what it looks like, to which companies want involved. And I don't believe that we have any of those answers yet. It could change its whole picture somewhat. I think we're on the right path. But as we move along and learn more, it changes a little bit here and there. So the funding, as we talk to the partners, All West, Silver Star, and all those, maybe that funding or the business model or the RFP will change with them conversations. So it's hard to pinpoint this to any one thing at this time.
I think the big thing is, look at the plan. Is the plan something you're all interested in? We're making no commitment today other than to support this plan going forward. And to, I mean, the motion has some things in there that you'll seek out, you know, RFPs in the future. But I think then we go and we shop it, you know, and we keep kind of pushing the endow thing, and we shop it to these big providers. And does it make sense? If this plan with some county money, if they're going to say, okay, yeah, we're willing to do it, but we're not willing to put a stinking dime into it, then the answer is pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
Unless you all, you know, unless the state and the counties and the municipalities want to fund it all. That may or may not be doable. I don't know. But I think you can't talk to a company about their level of interest until they understand what the plan is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, can we show our support of this program without obligating to pay for it?
I'm about to read that to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, please
yeah.
Through.
Yeah.
So we have a premeditated motion here.
Okay.
I'm going to hand it out also, so you'll each, because it's long. So this is me. I move that Sublette County Commissioner provide a letter of recommendation supporting the broadband plan provided today by work group, and that we further support development of the application to the Wyoming Business Council for grants to support this project, and that we send a letter to Endow and the governor seeking financial support for this project. Further, the commission will seek private partners throughout the RFP process involving conduit and or conduit and fiber to help match state grant dollars. Further, the commission will write a letter to Jonah and PEP, formerly QEP, and Ultras, asking for a letter of support for the project. The goal of this project is to support gig internet service to the business districts of Sublette County through fiber and provide redundancy and competition for internet and mobile services in the county. Further, hope to support fiber close to strategic towers in order to support microwave internet providers' ability to serve the last mile.
Okay. That's one of the longest motions I think I've experienced since I've been on this
committee. I'm a politician.
When Albert sent this to me, I thought, that's a record.
Does run-on sentence mean anything?
Yeah.
I could have done the whereas.
You know, I honestly think we're at the point where we can support this according to this wording, just as long as we make sure that, yeah, if we get the grants and we find out that we just can't afford it, we can turn the grants back and we can say,
I think the goal
nice
of here is it gives our working group, all of us that are in this room, something to present and move forward on. Whether it changes has a little bit here and there, we don't know, but we got to have a direction, something to move forward on.
Okay, so at this point, there's a motion on the table. I'd like a second, and then we can go to discussion.
A second.
Okay. All right, so it has been moved and seconded, and I'm not going to go through the motion again. further discussion. Go ahead, Commissioner.
You know, Albert, you mentioned, particularly with Endow, under these grant programs, that was to facilitate underused and partially served areas in the county, correct? That's what the Endow money?
They were talking about two grant programs,
mm-hmm.
Endow, one for underserved and one for kind of the rest of Wyoming. And how they split
okay.
those pots, I don't know. I don't know what their ideas is. I don't know what they will classify as underserved. I haven't seen that.
All right, so my question is, in terms of discussion, if we've already looked at the players in this and identified the Wyoming Business Council and Endow, and in fact, both of those are represented in this motion. Am I to assume that because of that language about the grants, that if we support this motion and this endeavor, are we likely to get increased service in underserved areas, or is this going to be primarily for gigs to connect business and fiber to key areas in the county?
I think to Representative Summers' point is that if we create the backbone within the county, then every other wireless provider can go the last mile. I mean, presently right now, we have a company in Pinedale that has got tower up, wants to put a bigger tower in Pinedale. We are currently going to put bigger towers that are going to supersede the tower he's proposing, but that would allow him to step into another location and broadcast it out to multiple locations, multiple locations, getting to the last mile. We cannot get to the last mile. There is no way financially that I think Sublette County could finance that. It would be millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. This is, in our opinion, the best way to provide the framework for future growth, and hopefully that there will be another partner like LR or Visionary or Silver Star who could say, we're going to tie into one of these locations and we're going to shoot it down into Myrna, or we're going to shoot it to Hoback Ranches or Ross Butte, and we'll take care of you folks. So,
and I agree with that comment. I guess what I'm trying to get to and get a better understanding, if that's Endow's intent to reach out to underserved and other areas in Wyoming, are we being realistic? Hopefully, I mean, I'm in favor of this, but are we going to be realistic in our thinking that Endow is going to support us with this proposal? I'm in favor of this conduit that you got down here. I think it's a good move. I'm in favor of just support for the proposal, depending on how many investors we get in, what kind of money we get, and so on. But I guess I'm bringing this roundabout question to say, is Endow going to support this because it meets those two criteria for underserved and the rest of Wyoming?
You'll never know that until, we've been laying the groundwork to get the support. I mean, I have beat the drum hard enough at the state on the fact that we need to do broadband, that I think we have a reasonable opportunity to be successful.
That's all I was looking for.
I don't know to what level. The reason I think we need to stick with the backbone fiber and fiber to our industry and fiber to our businesses is it fits in with the Business Council grant for $3 million. That's a business-ready community grant. And they don't care whether you and I get internet. They care whether businesses get internet. And so if we can create a system that provides competition that allows those other providers, those microwavers, to do their thing. And one thing about this plan is, I talked to Sharkey about this, at least in Marbleton, Big Piney, the way this fiber would be laid in the ground in the business district places it within right there where the towers are on the, you know, I guess your tower, your stuff's on your water towers, Sam?
Yeah.
You know, so it'd put fiber right there. So basically those providers that have that microwave would have the ability to hook into fiber. And once they can hook into fiber with microwave, they can their ability to pack more bandwidth goes way up. So they don't have to then shoot from one microwave site to another microwave site to another microwave site to get onto their fiber. They're on fiber. And the more of those hops they have to make, the fewer people they can serve from each individual hop. So LR would probably love if nobody, and CenturyLink would love if nobody else came in here.
Go ahead, Commissioner Rawhauser.
This leads me into my question, which is being the devil's advocate. Are we going to catch grief from private companies because they want to have a monopoly on whatever's going on? And how are you taking taxpayers' money and you're taking it away from us? And is that going to happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Specifically with CenturyLink.
Yes.
Yes.
Albert brings up a good point, though. Everything CenturyLink has here was government money that put it in 30 years ago or 40.
At least the underlying bottom line stuff, all the copper was put in with government dollars.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Are you finished, Tom?
I have one more thing. It is the fact that... I lost it.
You know, that happens the older you get.
I'll write it down.
The biggest lie I ever tell myself is I don't need to write that down. I'll remember that.
I'll come back.
I do think the county, if you go forward with it, some kind of motion, needs to have somebody to shepherd it. If it's Tom, if it's Mary.
Oh, it's definitely Tom.
If it's somebody.
Absolutely.
And I think when
I
we get.
Tom.
And I think when we. And does the business council have expertise in the office, you or others, that can help us develop this process, or do we need actually need to get the county attorney?
Well,
how do you go through getting the pro? You know, Mary, I'm looking at Mary too.
go ahead.
So, I just turned the computer
on. I think
what
I was getting at is if we choose to move forward this group and we do end up writing RFPs, we're going to have to fund that RFP person, whoever we choose that.
For sure.
Whether it's continue on with Joe Sharkey.
Right, we've already started with Joe, so.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing I want to bring up is the reason the push for today is Endow added this map in their preliminary report, which is coming out the 17th, December 17th, in Laramie or Cheyenne.
So December 17th is a Sunday, Tom.
Well, some damn time.
They have to turn it in by then so that the paper can be surrendered, so that Jeremiah Ryman can actually develop the paper and turn it into the governor and submit it to the
only United. You so, would know that's okay.
So
because you told me it was Sunday this or told me the 17th of November and that was Friday.
Are you finished with your
no so
like,
the reason we're pushing
it?
Okay for this
yeah
is because Barbara turned all this in and wrote a letter. I believe the letter got emailed forwarded to you guys yesterday helping. It's in their Endow preliminary report, the 17th. So we were, and her advice was also to show that the commission is supporting this, so she wasn't kind of standing alone with the whole thing at Endow.
But if you guys don't want to go forward, you know, with something,
and I
don't
agree
do
with
it.
That.
Right. Well,
we don't want to continue on this path.
And that's the other thing, too, is if we get to that point, we can always say, well, we can't move forward any further.
Right.
We can start now, but Matt, you had a comment.
I just one addressed to Commissioner Rothauser on the maybe a point of clarification. If we were to expand our highway system, if this county commissioner were to come in and make it instead of a 2-lane to a 6-lane, we would be increasing the amount of traffic. I don't think anybody would accuse us that we're being unfair necessarily to one trucking company because now more trucks come running down the highway. We're providing a better communication system for the entire county. For the entire county, there might be one company that benefits from a larger contract, but everybody benefits from that, including the smaller ones as well. So if people say, oh, you're picking a winner, well, the reality is the winner is the county because everybody's going to win. We're going to have better
communication. I understand exactly what you're saying, but
yeah,
when money's involved, it brings out the worst in people.
And my clarification was Commissioner Chair Nelson had said that you wanted to group the players together as Endow and the Business Council. The way I was understanding is that the Endow group is going to go to the legislature and ask for $10 to $20 million that they could use to support different projects. I don't know if that pot of money is the same amount of money that would be in front of the Business Council. So there might possibility be Endow money and Business Council money that's on the table. So in some ways it's two
players.
I think
there will be.
So you kind of grouped it together as one. But I just
That's what I was trying to get at is who are all the players? So let me just throw a couple of numbers out here. We're looking at $10.5 million if you're going to do the whole shebang. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Without partners.
What?
Without partners.
Well, yeah, no. Just $10.5 million to get the project done. Wyoming Business Council, perhaps up to $3 million worth of grants.
$3 million worth of grants, and they have a provision for three of loan. The likelihood of that are slim.
Yeah, loans don't even excite me.
Okay, $3 million
grants. So grants, all right. Is there a possibility of getting some more money from Endow, or is that $3 million worth of grant? Is that Endow?
Well, I hope, but that's I don't know.
Yeah, right. But this is just hypothetically.
Hypothetically, I would hope we could get something out.
Maybe
of
a little bit more out of Endow.
We could get $1 million.
Okay, hypothetically, we get. Three from Business Council, we get three, or get one from Endow, we're up to $4 million. What are the municipalities willing to throw in?
We're in. Pinedale's in.
For what? give me a number.
Well, I mean,
hypothetically.
Because I can't. Hypothetically, it could be $1 million.
Okay.
Because we have $1 million set aside for the hospital.
Right.
Enough said there.
Sam? The town council will seriously look at funding this project. As far as dollars and cents wise, we didn't get the, $800,000 to hook up, the entire town of Marbleton until, a few weeks ago. Council had time to digest it, but I mean, it could be anywhere between $100,000 and $800,000. I'm not going to pigeonhole them.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm just trying to figure out what we're going to be responsible for.
Right.
Hypothetically, it looks like we're going to be responsible for half.
So
I don't know.
Another hypothetical, as long as we're throwing that out there.
Throw it out.
As Barbara mentioned the other day, that the governor was going to ask the legislator for $30 million for endow. I don't recall how much she said was going to go to what parts of this endow thing, but that's his push, is $30 million.
Sure.
And
Union Wireless is planning to do the LaBarge-Pinedale section. So we included that as part of our estimate of the $10.5 million, but Union Wireless their plan is to get the fiber in Pinedale by 2019. So it could be where we help them just through permitting to get that done faster. And so that could, I think, if I remember right, that's $1 million or $1.5 million.
I think it was $3.5 million.
I think it was, But anyhow, that's a portion of that map that could be taken off by a private.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Mr. Chairman, one thing, and I don't begin to understand how it might work, but it sounds like, based on what Lincoln County did, that once this is built, we or somebody, whoever's managing it, is going to have an opportunity to sell space to private industry for X number of dollars that would be a means of helping pay
some of it back.
I think you do it right off the bat.
Yeah, I think we should have that worked out previous.
You can't get Union to come in right or somebody to come in right off the bat and say, we're going to put X number of dollars. You just don't go.
Yeah.
Would that be part of the RFP?
I think you have to do this in an RFP form where everybody has the opportunity to take a crack at it, or you will get the thing that Matt was talking about. That so you can't play favorites. You've got to let you can in the end, but you got to let everybody have the opportunity.
So as an example then, and this is just hypothetical, so we put out an RFP for, they divide it into sections, whatever. So a company says, I'll come in and I'll put this fiber in for X number of dollars, but for part of the deal in this RFP, I want
one conduit.
One conduit, or I want all three, and I'll do it for nothing, but I'm going to sell two of them to somebody, or I want one conduit for 20 years, and that's, they put some kind of value on that, and then after that time, it's back to whoever's running the thing to sell that space to somebody.
Yes, sir.
For whatever they'll pay. Is that
what you want
is that
to
right
guard
again?
Yourself against?
You want
is
what?
A single source
yep.
Provider again. Because you have a single source provider, and it's not working out real well.
That's what I have written down here. That's why we're in this mess right now, is because of that single source provider.
So you might want to put in, yes, you could do all of that. You might want to put in some language that precludes a single company owning every duct that you have.
So would we go to somebody like Joe Sharkey to design these RFPs? Is that kind of what would work, do you think?
I can tell you about Lincoln County. He did that because we borrowed greatly from UDOT, from Utah, Department of Transportation.
Okay. Tom, you had another comment.
So just as another revenue source, the $500,000 that they made off the one conduit out of three, it wasn't five, it was a little under 480 or something, but was for 21 miles. So that gives you a reference of, we're talking about hundreds of miles here. So it's, the value is worth way more than that five. It's up there in my mind.
Well, any one company might have only interest in certain legs. So Union wants to go to Pinedale, so from the south.
And Union's not going to compete with your internet because they're just looking to do.
They just want voice, or else we would just let them do this.
Yeah, that's my question. Is the Union's wanting to do it? Then why are we in the business?
They won't serve the businesses or the residents. They're just serving their towers on that line.
They're just going to sell.
Yeah.
They're serving voice only, not broadband.
They may or may not let you haul on their line.
Okay.
So we support the broadband plan as presented. We move forward with the RFP plan at any time, knowing that we can bail out.
I think Albert worded that very closely in here.
Try not to commit you.
We're not committed.
Right.
Other than I want you to pick a plan. If you want to go forward, we can pick something.
You know, to me, if we're going forward, man, we need to do the whole shebang. That's just me.
I think the one thing that's not on your map that, in my opinion, we need to do is to do the to finish that 351 up Paradise back to Boulder to hit Gobbler Knob.
And I think after meeting
with industry the other day, that was pretty obvious.
Industry was like, you got to do this.
What does that add to that?
Enterprise Gobbler Knob.
Now the cost, I think, price was $700.
Price-wise, it was, Joe sent us that.
$700?
Yeah, something like $700,000.
So you turn on Paradise and come up Paradise Road?
Yes, from here. We just tie in
11.25 million.
Paradise Road probably. With fiber, 661,000.
And at that point, you have industry signing a letter of interest that they would love to have, and you've got clients on the other end of it, and it makes it a whole lot more attractive for business.
Okay. And go ahead, Commissioner.
Mr. Chairman, my question, it may be kind of simple.
No.
Who are we providing this letter of recommendation to?
I think
made a motion to provide a letter of recommendation, but then there is separate
a resolution of support, however you guys want to word that.
Okay, so that letter to endow the governor for financial support, the recommendations all tied in that together.
Yes,
those would be separate letters. I didn't know how to put it, so I don't know whether you guys do. How do you do resolutions of support, letters of support?
Do letter of support.
Something that we can go to.
So we would take this to the business council to endow. We write it, for lack of a better word, to whom it may concern type letter.
The traveling show would then go to Pinedale, Big Piney, and Marbleton and get other letters. And if all communities don't provide a letter of support,
and then
you end it.
The other question is, do we have a timetable? You mentioned timetable. Do we have a timetable to put out an RFP?
The RFP, I don't believe, is... We don't know that answer yet.
We were thinking of waiting until spring, is what Albert said, right?
I think we need to come together with a concrete plan to bring to you guys how this application and RFPs are all going to fit together.
Yeah.
So you guys are comfortable with how that process is going forward.
So this shows our support and starts the ball rolling on this proposal.
Yeah, just to know what the plan is that we want to try to fund over the course of time.
If we pass the motion that is on the table right now.
Right.
Thank you. We've spent enough time on it. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Mary, did you get a copy of that so you can figure it out?
Send this to me electronically, please.
I can do that.
I have it. I'll forward it to you.
I'll write the application for the grant then.
All right. Writing the application?
Sure.
You had it?
We did?
Yes. No, Mary sent all this to
probably
you.
Probably not.
All this?
Yeah.
I'll
give
you that.
Sure. Right. I picked it apart anyway. It took us 30 minutes.
You made the day, right?
All right. We'll move on to our next agenda item.
Is that the term?
Who is not here? Butch, I'm sorry. I brought you all the way back and they didn't show up.
How do you like your road?
I like my road.
I'd like to interrupt one.
Okay, did y'all hear that?
Yeah. Hey, it's above my house. I like it too.
Okay.
I like my road.
There's one.
We're talking about County Road 110.
Elaine has something.
Oh, you have
to. Chuck's supposed to be in. I think it's probably the nine waters.
From Kent Island on the third sale of the
I remember my old road.
So do I.
Give me a high five.
That's actually okay. I need to talk to Butch for just a minute.
He needs to talk to
so, you're fine. I don't think there's any reason to address what this person was going to talk about because they're not here to represent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought I'd hit Albert up while he's here.
Right. I don't think it's an argument of the nice road or anything like that. I think it had to do with delineator posts.
On the blind. The on some of the blind corners.
Some delineator posts on some of the blind corners.
Oh, wow.
But he is not here to speak to that, so I'm not going
and,
to speak.
And I really appreciate the sign there by our house because of that. There is one bad corner there. You know, there's a bad corner.
Yeah, there's the several. I mean, if you're going you know, down the road.
Yeah, and it, I think it helped. I think people slow down now. So yeah, I appreciate that sign.
Okay, very good. So we'll have a little break here, and then we'll go to our three.